Bing, bang, bing.
From the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios, it's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecracking with Winter. Hello, how are you? I hope you're enjoying this May of the year of our Lord, Jesus Christ, 2019, right? It's going really well up north here so far. I think we reached 70 like once. Every other day, gentle listeners, it's been 45 degrees, 50 degrees, 60 degrees, and that'll make your nipples hard, right? Ooh, 60. Break out the motorcycle and the short shorts and your roller skates.
I ain't doing it.
And you're heading around the lake. This is what you call rambling and filling. For those of you in broadcasting school, take careful notes on that. We have a jam-packed double penetrated show for you today. How many of you at home have ever seen a double penetration porno? Raise your hands.
I don't know.
One, two. Okay, then you know how filling that looks. That's the kind of show we're looking at today. Right, kids? That's right. Back in the funhouse, ladies and gentlemen, we have our top newswoman in studio, Veronica Claiborne. Ooh, it's a little loud. It's a little loud. I'm sorry. Veronica Claiborne, everybody. Veronica Claiborne. Welcome back to the funhouse, Veronica.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a delight.
It's a little more fun on the phone, I think.
It's always more fun on the phone. Right?
Right. That's what I hear.
So how have you been enjoying your stay here at Wisecracking with Winter as our only employee?
It feels like I'm your only employee.
A little lonely?
Super lonely. You call me way too much.
I know. I call you from my bedroom, and your office is here in the basement of my dad's house. And I'm forever calling you, aren't I?
Yeah. Can you bring me a beer?
Right.
I could use some food.
And thanks for that beer, by the way.
Anytime.
Yeah.
No, not really.
What's been going on in your life? Anything interesting?
No. It's cold. And I have really been doing nothing. Fighting with people on Facebook.
Have you been enjoying our new uniform policy here at the funhouse?
I didn't get that menu. Menu.
I got it right here. This is on official letterhead. Wisecracking with Winter, attention staff. From now on, proper office attire will be only swimsuits. What do you think of that?
I quit.
You quit?
Yeah.
No, you can't quit.
Oh. Well, I don't want to see you in a swimsuit.
Oh,
and you don't want to see me in one either, so we're good.
Wow. My dad likes the policy. He's walking around in a swimsuit right now.
I know. That's how he answered the door.
I know. It was hot. So your specialty is news, and what do you have for us in the old news department today, Veronica?
Well, we have a few different news articles today that all have to do with social media, because we know how horrible social media can be. So lately, I have been watching Facebook, and all of my friends are posting all of their political opinions. And to be honest, I just don't care. Nobody's going to change their idea. So
nobody has ever given you pause based on something you've read on Facebook. Never, not one time. Nothing you've ever read on Facebook. And how long has it been online? Like 10 years or so?
Something like that, maybe.
You've never come across one thing that would make you turn away from Fox and Friends and walk towards the light.
I'm pretty stubborn. Walk towards the light. Uh-huh. Like I said, are you ready for the news?
We're all ready for the news, aren't we, gang?
All right.
Everybody's ready. We all love it.
Yeah, that's why you hired me.
Okay.
Okay. So our first article says, politics have become more important than friends and love. The latest survey of social media users enraged over Washington proves that anew.
Who conducted this poll?
This poll
was conducted by Fox.
No, it was not conducted by Fox, but thanks.
This poll was conducted by Breitbart.
It looks to me like this poll was done by the CDN AM Project.
I've never heard of them.
And this was posted in newspaper, The Washington Post, actually.
Where's The Washington Post? Where's that out of?
I think it's Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So would you like me to continue now?
Yes.
Okay. It says, on the heels of reports that politics are breaking up relationships and even families, a new survey has found that a majority of social media users can't stand the opinions of views of their friends and acquaintances. How do you feel about that?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear it.
You didn't understand?
No. One more time.
It says, on the heels of reports that politicians are breaking up relationships and even families, a new survey has found that a majority of social media users can't stand the opinions of views of their friends and acquaintances.
Okay.
I don't know if I buy that.
You don't?
I mean, because I got friends that are all over the political spectrum. I got some Democrats. I've got some liberals. I've got some socialists. I've got some communists. They're all over. That's the whole political spectrum.
Right.
Right? And they have a lot of wacky opinions on different things, from health care to gun laws and things like that. And, just because I don't agree with them doesn't mean we're not friends anymore. I even got some friends that are Republicans and conservatives, too.
Do you? And yeah. Those friends usually don't like all of your opinions.
No, they don't. And they openly argue with me about them on Facebook, which is fun for everybody. Everybody loves it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But that being said, I think you can always try to find some common ground with friends. I can always find common ground. Like a good friend of mine from high school, his name is Tim. I'll leave his last name out, but I will mention his business. Friends, let's say your basement flooded and your back's against the wall because you don't have a wet dry vac or anything like that. Call your friends over at PCC Upholstery and Carpet. That's PCC Upholstery and Carpet. They're located in Minneapolis. But Tim is, he's more of a conservative guy. And we've had some rows on Facebook over presidents, policy, gun rights. You name it. We've argued about it. And I consider Tim a good friend of mine.
Well, good.
Personally, but you say the vast majority of Americans are not getting along.
It says 52% of people dumped friends over politics. And 44% unfriended anybody with opposite opinions. And now I've been on the opposite side of that because I have been blocked and unfriended.
What happened?
Because of my political opinions.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I had the wrong opinion.
What was your opinion?
I, as you know, am a conservative. And my opinion is usually pretty conservative.
Okay.
Middle of the road conservative. I couldn't even tell you what it was. It didn't matter to me that much.
And as a result, this very close Facebook friend of yours threw you in the garbage?
Yeah. Yes. And that's fine because I snooze people quite a bit.
What's snoozing?
Snoozing is a great Facebook feature.
What is it?
You can hit a button and not see anything that people post for 30 days. So if they're ranting on about Democrats or Republicans or abortion or tornadoes taking over the world or whatever else they seem to think the problem is and whose fault it is, you can give them a 30-day cooling off period.
That sounds like a passive-aggressive pussy way to deal with your friends.
Well,
why not just befriend them? That's what I do.
You know, before Facebook came about, we were friends, and sometimes we didn't even know what our political opinions were. And now Facebook is used as a platform to tell everybody how they should think, instead of sharing recipes and pictures of your kids.
It's BS.
I know. How many recipes can you really look at, though, before you get bored?
I don't know. I could, since my new job is cooking and fetching you beers,
right?
I could probably look at a few.
And wearing the bathing suit. We can talk about a 10% increase.
Ooh. So I get, what, $10 now?
An hour? What's the rest of the story? I'm sorry for interrupting.
It says the findings provide a lesson to those on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other platforms. Lighten up and listen to others. Listen to others. Did you hear me? What did I just say?
You said lighten up and listen to others.
Okay. I was just making sure you heard that. It says, while the same voice flooding your newsfeed on the daily can be frustrating, it's also important to recognize that you need to be selective. Exposing yourself to opinions that don't mirror your own is a crucial part of being an informed and active member of the social fabric. And welcoming conversations with people whose opinions differ from yours is an important step towards overcoming the fear of the other side.
And who wrote this article?
The Washington Post.
Well, if the Washington Post says that we got to work at... Does anybody even read the Washington Post anymore? You do? You like get it delivered to your house?
No, I read it all online. I don't need to kill trees by getting newspapers anymore.
Is that why you don't order newspapers? Because you're worried about killing trees? You know they can grow more trees.
They can. It's just because I don't want the paper sitting around my house.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have time for the crossword, which is the only real reason people get a newspaper anymore.
My dad reads it cover to cover.
I know. And then he does the Sudoku and
sits
it in his new little box.
Yeah, I found him an old cardboard box from outside, and I said he could put his papers in it. He was so happy. I said, Happy Father's Day.
That was so sweet of you.
It was nice. Yeah. And I'm saving the planet by recycling. Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, sorry.
That was awesome. So here's some key points to remember. I'm going to read them to you.
So this is key points and when dealing with a friend that does not share the same political opinion as you?
Well, this is some key points that they found out while doing this research. It says, although Trump is well known for his Twitter rampages, Democrats are actually 40% more likely than Republicans to express their political views on Twitter.
What about Facebook?
You know, from my standpoint, from what I see a lot more left posts than right on Facebook also. What do you see? Maybe it's just all of my friends are leaning left.
I see a lot of recipes.
You do? I see a lot of cats.
Cats.
And selfies.
Recipes.
How about selfies?
There are way too many selfies. Yes. And if you're above the age of 13, you really don't need to be taking selfies.
Would you stop taking a selfie while you're doing your show, please?
I'll put it down. But the only reason I take selfies of myself is because I'm an entertainer and I'm famous and I'm in the public eye. So I need to take selfies of myself because my public demands it. Even my dad takes selfies with his Polaroid camera upstairs.
I'm speechless.
You ever see my dad's stack of selfies?
No. No.
Yeah?
No. Should I go up there right now and look at him?
You can ask to see them.
Mm.
He usually charges a couple bucks, and you got to go into the bathroom with the light off. I don't know why he makes people do that.
Yeah. Is it too late to quit?
No.
I tried to quit last time.
I know.
Yeah.
It's too late. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, great. Mm-hmm. 38% of Democrats say they were more likely to post on social media in the wake of the 2016 election, while less than a quarter of both independents and Republicans felt the same.
Really?
Yes. And Democrats are 38% more likely than Republicans to post about social issues, while Republicans are nearly three times more likely to express their views about national security.
Why are Republicans so scared?
Good question. I'm not so sure that Republicans are necessarily scared. I think that they are trying to support their president, and that's the president's stance.
Why are all Republicans gun nuts?
Wow, listen to this. All Republicans. I think it has something to do with the
Second Amendment.
Would that
be called a blanket statement?
That does sound like a blanket statement. It sounds like it deserves a blanket party.
And what is the Second Amendment?
Really?
You're bringing it up.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you what it was.
The right
if Paul was here, he could.
Of course he would. And Paul's going to be on later, so you
yeah,
can
go. Yeah, he will. I will ask him later.
Into a big conversation with Paul.
I will double check your work.
Yeah.
What's the Second Amendment?
Should I read it word for word?
I would love to hear it word for word.
Okay.
No looking at your phone. You should have this memorized.
Oh. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's a pretty quick amendment. It's not very long.
Right.
It should have been more detailed.
Yeah.
It should have said, P.S.
It's only when the Democrats say that you can carry.
It should have said, P.S. We're talking about black powder, single-shot rifles. Everybody can have a black powder, single-shot rifle, or if you're a pirate, a handgun. The end.
Oh.
I firmly believe that if our founding fathers knew what guns would be like in a couple hundred years later, there's no way that amendment's even in there. There's no way.
You don't think that they would let people protect
no,
themselves?
No way. Not with this kind of firepower. Absolutely not. They would allow for hunting rifles, like a 30-30 or a shotgun, something like that, but not semi-automatic military grade fucking weapons and ammo. There's no way. No. You disagree with me?
I think that guns are not going to cause a problem in the right hands. So I think that the issue isn't the guns. It's the people that have the guns. And there should be stricter laws for the people that can buy the guns.
The laws are pretty strict now.
Well, obviously they're not strict enough.
They already do background checks. What more can they do? Sit Wait. You down and do like the ink blot test with you. What
Maybe
do you think of this?
Rorschach. It's called the Rorschach test.
The horse shock?
Rorschach.
From Welcome Back, Cotter. Is that where it came from?
Yeah.
Horseshack?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to try to make you think you're smart. Do you feel better?
I do. I love it.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you think they should do that test before you can have a gun?
I don't think that the background checks are as thorough as they could be, and they're not done at every venue where you can buy a gun.
Like gun shows?
Correct.
Mm. But you get a lot of those freedom isn't free wearing, MAGA hat wearing, baseball cap guys.
I look good in red.
You look great in red.
I know.
This is getting very flirty for a office relationship.
Yeah, wearing my swimsuit.
But you got all these people at these gun shows, all Republicans and all wearing their freedom isn't free hats.
Do you really think that the only people who shoot guns are Republicans?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. That carry handguns.
That's not true.
I'd say it's the majority.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think you need to do some research before next week.
Are you counting gangs?
Yes.
And they're probably not Republicans?
No,
so
no gang members are Republicans.
How do we know that,
they
though?
They like their social handouts.
I'm talking about people that bought the gun legally
mm-hmm.
are mostly Republicans, right?
I don't
White
know
White Republicans.
Really?
Yes. And most of the people committing these atrocities are white. Mm. You don't hear about Thug Life Ice Cube from the Crips in Los Angeles running into a school and murdering 20 people.
No, he's just mowing down 20 gangbangers.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Isn't life the same no matter what? No matter who they are, aren't they all worth the same
too? They're all worth the same, but what makes headlines are white kids getting shot.
Oh.
And, you know, it's becoming a problem.
Yeah. Can we move on now?
Sure. Next story.
Great. The next story is kind of interesting, and it ties in a little bit with a story you were telling me about your dad earlier this week. There is disturbing response to autism that is happening worldwide, and this is from NBC News. It involves certain private Facebook groups for parents of children who have autism. Now, as we know, you see it on Facebook, it must be true, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so some of these groups, members describe dangerous methods they've tried to use to heal their children. Groups that can range in the tens of thousands believe autism is caused by viruses, bacteria, fungal infections, parasites, vaccines, all of that other crap.
What about hamburger that's left on the counter too long and then you fry it up anyway?
Well, I don't know how often you feed that to your small children. Your dad loves it, but... Ugh, gross. Next episode, you need to use some of his recipes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Well, yeah. I do have a recipe booked. We'll finish up the news with it.
Oh, good. I can't wait. Among the most dangerous cures proposed is using chlorine dioxide. So it's pretty much industrial bleach. And it says, in these groups, parents of children with autism say they give it to their kids orally through enemas and in baths. So these
orally through enemas.
Orally, comma.
Oh, let's not forget the comma.
Yes. Well, I shouldn't have to read the commas to you. You should be advanced enough to understand a break.
I would imagine when I was a young man, if my mom subscribed to that theory, then I would have received it rectally.
Yes, because you liked it much better rectally.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, the treatments are toxic and can cause permanent damage.
What kind of cunt Tessa of a mother is doing this to her kid?
Well, so that is the problem. We have people who say that they are experts. I was doing some research on this.
On the Commodore 64 I bought you for the basement?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's the one you let me take home.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I was doing some research on it because the whole autism thing hits pretty close to home for me. So I was trying to figure out who would say such a thing. And there is some woman who isn't even in the medical profession who read some research from 200 years ago.
Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg?
It wasn't Jenny McCarthy. She's not even anybody.
Jenny McCarthy hyphen Wahlberg.
Yes.
Donnie's wife.
Right. I don't.
Does that bother you?
That Donnie has a wife? I really wanted him, but I didn't get him. So right. She can have him.
Does
yeah.
it bug you a little?
What?
That Donnie married Jenny McCarthy and not you.
Well, he didn't get to meet me. If he would have met me, he would have been with me.
Okay.
But Jenny's kind of crazy. He might like the crazy ones.
He might. Mm-hmm. And she has big jugs.
Yep, she does.
Anyway, what were you talking about?
We're talking about bleach.
Oh, right.
Right. I'm trying to find this woman's name. And to be honest, I don't think her name even matters. But the whole point is all of these people on Facebook are hearing propaganda about this bleach solution curing kids with autism.
Curing them?
Yes. They're using it as a treatment to get rid of autism.
Has it worked anywhere?
I can't imagine that it has. It says that research at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York conducted a clinical study that revealed encouraging results for people who suffer. Oh, this is something totally different. That's about heroin. Heroin and autism don't go together.
Will heroin cure autism?
It probably has just as good of a chance to cure autism as bleach does.
Okay. Well, then you got to try both. Find out which one you like better.
Oh. Well, you might be able to tell us. Has probably your dad heroin. Tried both?
Has my dad ever tried
he
heroin?
He likes Lysol.
My dad's never rode the dragon, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I think he's tried some other things back in NAMM.
Hmm.
But he doesn't like talking about it. He gets that faraway look in his eye, that 100-yard stare, real faraway look.
Yeah.
That's just when he's watching TV. Never mind.
Okay, so here is some info on Jim Humble has a YouTube video, which is another crazy social media thing.
Super reputable.
Right, and as soon as somebody sees something on YouTube, it must be true. He was using bleach for an abscessed tooth, and he was saying it was a miraculous new healing substance.
Pure bleach or mixed with something?
This industrial grade bleach.
Just bleach. No water mixed in with that. No lemon, lime, a little 7-Up. Nope.
An industrial grade bleach.
Wow.
Yes.
So there, he put that in his mouth.
He puts it in his mouth. He's been using it. It's called chlorine dioxide. It's an industrial bleach, which medical authorities around the world have warned can cause nausea, vomiting, severe dehydration if it's used in high doses. And so the FDA has given all sorts of warnings about this. But desperate people in the autism community that are reading this on Facebook groups are now starting to try it.
Really? I think my dad would like it.
I know.
I think he really would.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find just a few of the little pieces in here. It is, there's some stories in here about people who have posted on these Facebook groups about their small children not wanting to take their medicine or throwing it up. Or
the bleach medicine?
Yes.
I've got some theme music for the bleach medicine, too. Let me pull that up, too. Hey, kids, everybody, gather around. Come over to Uncle Willie's Wellness Wagon. I got the cure for autism in this black little bottle. It's Uncle Willie's industrial bleach. Bring it home to your kids. Look at the smiley face on the bottle. Just $20 to cure your kids, right? Do you think that would work?
We could try it. It might pay more than this gig. So, despite bans and convictions and largely unchecked promotions of the substance, it has been growing to a global audience. They're saying this guy is falsely telling people that will cure their children and that autism is not a developmental condition, that it is something because of something else that they have put in their body. And it goes on and on and on, and there's pages and pages of problems with this and things that have happened to these children because parents are feeding them bleach.
So what's happening to the kids from taking the bleach?
Well, here's a post from a mother who posted on this Facebook page that said,
who gave her kid bleach?
Yes. My daughter vomits every day now. We've been on chlorine dioxide for 2 months, and since 1 month, she's been vomiting almost every day, sometimes twice, today 3 times. Have any of you had this? Wrote one parent.
Well, we know what she
fucking
is.
Douchebag!
Right?
Right. Another one was concerned that their 3-year-old son could have liver damage after being given 10 doses a day. And she wrote, he's getting yellow, very obvious. His face, both palms and soles of his feet are quite yellow.
Is this going on in Iowa?
fucking douchebag.
I can't see that an Iowan would do this to their children.
God, I hope not.
No, I would like to think not. So there you go. There's another little social media story for you about people believing what they see on Facebook.
How weak-minded are these people?
Well, how weak-minded would somebody be if they changed their opinion just by something they read on Facebook?
Pretty weak-minded.
Right.
Right.
So why do we keep posting it?
I don't know. I think most Americans these days are getting their news from Facebook.
Wait, but how much of this news is real news?
I don't know, Trump. How much fake news is there?
I don't know. I'm not related to Trump. I don't work for Trump, because if I did, I'd be making a hell of a lot more money than I'm making sitting in your basement.
Think that Commodore 64 computer was free? Better think again. You have any idea how much that modem costs on my phone bill?
Considering it's hooked up at my house.
And considering my dad pays my phone bill.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world?
Well, let's see. I can give you one more social media story.
Okay.
This one has to do with dating websites, which you're very familiar with, I hear.
I've dabbled.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
How'd that turn out for you?
It turned out...
Okay.
Like that.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
All right.
So here's a story in, once again, NBC News. We tried to keep it fair and balanced this week. It says a serial swindler was arrested after stealing $80,000 from a woman he just met.
Really?
Yep. His name is John Martin Hill. He's 35. He's wanted in Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, and New Jersey.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
He's an alleged serial swindler, and he found a Georgia woman on Match.com. Did you ever try Match.com?
Isn't that for, like, Christians or something?
No, that's Christian Mingle.
I thought there were a lot of Christians on Match.
I don't know.
That's what I was led to believe.
Huh. I don't know. Match.com is a pay site, so it's probably not one that you would have ever used.
No.
No.
Well, I don't need to pay for it. I don't pay for it. Whatever.
Whatever.
Right?
Right. Try to keep convincing yourself that.
Yeah.
Right. So he met her on a dating site, and he was engaged to her in a week.
In a week?
In 1 week. He was arrested Tuesday night on an outstanding warrant for theft by deception, which is a felony in Tennessee. But he met this Georgia chick. He had talked to her on Match.com on March 27th. They met in person later that day, and they were quickly engaged.
Really?
Yeah. He told the woman he was a millionaire. Don't ever believe anything that a boy tells you on a dating site, girls. Just letting you know. During their short romance, he convinced her that they were in love and he wanted to buy a house together.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So she gave him $80,000 to put down towards the cost of the home.
Okay.
And then he just quit talking to her.
He did?
He did. Huh. And he's done this to several girls, it sounds like.
So he's a player.
Something like that. Yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah. Yeah. $80,000 is not a player or a game. It's a jerk.
What do you think he bought with it? Do you think he bought himself a new car?
I don't know. It says that he lived in Duluth, Georgia with another woman and a child and had recently bought a 2014 BMW that he painted black.
Like by hand?
Probably not with that $80,000.
With a roller? He's out there in his
spray
jeans?
Spray paint.
Oh, spray paint.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's how most people do it in Georgia, right?
I would imagine so.
Right. Especially when it's a Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're not smart in Georgia.
Oh. Why is that?
They're just not.
Because they're Southern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There go all your Southern listeners.
Bye, both of you. Have fun at the Klan rally.
Oh, you're just a real jerk.
No, I got a lot of fans in Indiana.
You don't have any fans.
I do, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got Paul's wife.
I like her.
And this other guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
In Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's two fans.
And
my mom listens to you, and so does my brother, so there's four.
They're not down south.
They're listening to me.
Iowa is not southern. You realize that, right?
Well,
it's not southern.
My brother doesn't live in Iowa.
Well, yeah, I know. I know where your brothers don't live in Iowa.
No.
One lives in Ohio. Another one lives in Montana, right?
Right.
Right. Hi to both of you if you're listening.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I don't consider Iowa a southern state. So I hope people in Iowa don't consider themselves southern because they're not.
Okay. Well,
they're Midwestern.
Great. Mm-hmm. I think you call us rednecks. Isn't that what you like to call us?
No, that's people in Georgia. And Indiana, and Kentucky, and Tennessee, and Mississippi.
Look at you paying attention to your geography.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
All right. What were we talking about?
We were talking about men and what jerks they are.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So he's changed his name more than 5 times in 2.5 years. And it says that by sharing the story, they hope that he won't be able to victimize any other women using the scam. Now, here's my take on it. If a woman meets a man on Match.com.
And if they really like each other, then he puts his hee-hee in her hoo-ha.
We're not discussing that.
Okay.
We don't need that lesson. It doesn't need to be said.
All right.
If a woman meets a man on a dating website, meets him the next day, and is engaged to him a week later.
She's fine.
She has it coming. I'm sorry, but there's a problem. Tell me I'm wrong.
Do you think that this gal might have been a little desperate?
I think she was a lot desperate.
And crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do you think this guy is that smooth?
I don't think any guy could be that smooth.
Not even me?
No.
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 Probably not.
With my Commodore 64 and go get me a beer.
Hey, that Commodore 64 comes with the Oregon Trail. Too.
Okay,
if you'd like to play that, you can.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there's a perk. Mm-hmm. I like the Oregon Trail.
It's a fun game. I love it.
I know. Now we're both looking really old.
Is that the end of the story?
That's it. Do you have any comments?
He's a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What can I tell you? The world is full of them. You got to be on the lookout every day for assholes. Because they will take advantage of you. It's not like we all live in Iowa. There are 49 other states. And in those states, you've got to be careful.
But in Iowa, you don't.
No, not so much.
That's because it's full of Republicans.
Well, no. It's just really simple in Iowa. I mean, that was my experience when I went. And I'm not saying simple, like, they're all simple people. It's like they live simple. Simply.
Mm-hmm.
They're really genuine in Iowa.
I agree with that.
You know? They're better than most of the other states.
That's because they give a shit.
That could be. And they're shoveling shit.
That's true. Most of us are.
Yeah.
But they care about people around them. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about who you can turn your way. It's about actually helping people around you.
It is. This is turning into an Iowa
tourism
commercial.
Yeah.
We don't
go
need
to
it.
Iowa. Go visit Iowa.
We don't need it.
There's great places.
Well, Veronica, thank you for the news.
Hey, anytime.
And we got to make room for Paul. You know how he gets.
I don't want to make him mad. I like his wife.
Yeah. Did you want to plug anything while you're on? How about the Ronald McDonald House?
Yes. How about the Ronald McDonald House?
Why don't you tell us about the Ronald McDonald House? That is Wisecracking with Winters. Official favorite charity.
And it should be.
Why?
Well, a few weeks ago, I got to spend a week at the Ronald McDonald House with my daughter while my son was in the hospital. And it's just a great place. If you can donate your time, you can cook meals there for families that are visiting or stuck at the hospital with their kids. You can donate things like shampoo, or snacks, or toilet paper. paper towels, water, anything, food, any type of food. You can find a Ronald McDonald House charity, or if you're going through drive-thru and you have 27 cents left over, put it in the little thing. It goes directly to that charity.
I'll do that.
You should. Everybody should.
Right.
When you go get your Big Mac, put their change in the little bucket.
Not many people pay with actual money anymore. How else can they donate to the Ronald McDonald House?
You can donate online at ronaldmcdonald.org.
Will Ronald McDonald come to my house and get some money?
No, but your dad is here, and that's just as good.
Would you like to hear a prank phone call?
I would love to hear a prank phone call.
Okay, let's listen to a prank phone call, and when we come back...
A classic segment with my dad that I recorded right after Prince died. That's how we'll wrap the show up.
5,000 or more, Kyle? That's doing something that is fun and easy. So, Kyle, could I ask, do you shop?
Yes, this sounds like a great job opportunity.
Yes, it is, okay? Because, Kyle, actually, we've just opened our shopping program, and we are only looking for 1,000 people who are interested in profiting from people who do shopping, who buy products off and online, okay? And we're looking for a good spot for you, Kyle, today.
Oh, great. I can't wait to get started.
All right. So, Kyle, do you have a computer with you? I'd like to give you our web address so that I can explain to you more about our information. It's all there. Okay?
Great. What's all that noise in the background?
Oh, it's because I'm calling for, I'm working in a call center, and all my coworkers are calling because we've just opened our shopping program, and we are calling for those people who are interested.
What kind of shopping is it? I mean, because I do like a really select kind of shopping.
Yes, the shopping is like buying groceries, buying gasoline, you know that? It's just like, because we have a lot of...
I buy gasoline.
Yes, that's good to hear from you. Because we have a lot of affiliate store, Kyle.
I buy gasoline, fertilizer.
Yes, that's it. All of that.
Fuses.
Yeah, yeah.
Dynamite.
Yes. Like what, the things you would do normally buy every day. It's just like...
Yeah, like nitroglycerin.
All right.
Do you buy nitroglycerin?
Sorry?
Yes.
Okay, Kyle, do you have a computer with you? Because I'd like you to browse our website to explain to you about our program. Because actually the urgency of this is we are only looking. See, my background is so noisy because we are calling. Because we've just opened our program, so we are...
I shop for a lot of automatic weapons, too. Is that something that you guys track?
I'm sorry?
Automatic weapons. I buy a lot of those. Do you guys track that?
No. Okay. Because...
Yes.
All right. Because Kyle, as an active member with our company...
Of course.
You will receive
no.
An international e-wallet. It's just like a virtual bank, okay? That when people shop anywhere in the world...
Wait, I have a question. Is an e-wallet anything like a plunger detonator?
Just a debit card. It's just like a debit card. Okay. Do you
yes.
know ATM machine?
What?
Do you know ATM machine? Are you familiar with ATM machine?
Do you? Yeah, I break into them all the time. Go on.
Okay. So, Kyle, whenever you withdraw money from an ATM machine, there are fees, right?
Of course. Yes.
Okay, imagine owning that ATM machine, part of that fee goes to you, okay?
When I break into them, there's usually no fee. Yes.
All right. So, Kyle, do you think how many people go to an ATM machine just to withdraw money or conduct transactions? How do you think?
Well, usually when I'm sitting out in my car watching people use the ATM machine and I'm counting, I usually count about 30.
Yes.
Of course.
All right. So, when you own that ATM machine, there are fees involved, right?
Well, for most people, but not for me.
Okay. Okay, Kyle, imagine you getting part of that fee. Now, Kyle, how many ATM machines would you like to own?
I'd like to own as many as possible. I do have a warehouse where I already have several that I've stolen.
That's great, Kyle.
That's true.
Okay, so it's the same. Well, your debit card has the same power in making your money as the ATM machine, okay?
Do you need to use your own debit card or just anyone's?
Yes. Yes.
Because of course.
Everyone who comes into our program after you, you earn your money when they buy products and pay for your services. Isn't that exciting, Kyle?
Yeah, usually people pay me to break into the machines, but it would be better if I own them. Right?
Yes, that's great, Kyle.
Of course.
So that's how it goes, okay? So we are looking for 1,000 people only for that spot that is available. And if you act now, Kyle, I can guarantee your success. Okay, Kyle? Because the person will be coming in after you, you'll get profit from those people. It's just like ATM machine. Okay, imagine yourself that you are an ATM machine. Anytime, all the people that will coming in after you, you get a pay for that. You're going to profit from them. Okay, Kyle?
Sometimes I imagine that I'm a legal American and not here illegally. Yes.
Okay, Kyle. So are you interested in making money?
I'm interested in making money any way possible.
All right. That's good to hear from you, Kyle.
Yes.
So, Kyle, all right. So in order for me to direct you to the right information, Kyle, could I ask, what do you do for a living?
I am a bank robber.
I'm sorry?
Bank robber?
Bank robber? Are you serious?
No.
Are you serious about your goals? Are you serious enough about yourself?
Of course, I'm dead serious. I don't find this funny.
Okay.
Can we get right down to business?
Kyle, we're looking for serious people in this, okay?
Because I am very serious.
Yes, because we're looking for people who are interested.
Of course.
And yes. And Kyle, I want you to know that our program is real, and that's why I want you to browse our website so that you can see anything there. Because as what I am doing now is we are calling. The urgency of our call is we are calling for people who are interested.
Of course.
Are you interested?
Yes. Right? Of course.
Okay. Seriously, what do you do for a living?
International banking.
Just be serious, Kyle.
I am being serious. International banking.
International banking.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you like about international banking? What do you like about it?
What I like about it is the flexibility of hours, because I can pretty much get into banks at any time of night.
All right, that's good to hear from that. And what?
Of course.
What don't you like about it?
Police.
I'm sorry?
Of course.
What? What do you mean? What is that?
Oh, what is the next question?
So, Kyle, could I ask, how long have you been doing it? Are you a bank robber?
No, no.
Okay. You're a bank teller, am I correct?
No. Walmart greeter.
I'm sorry?
No.
What do you do for a living again? To make it clear for me.
To make it clear?
Yes. Just to generate
international.
I'm just trying to help you, Kyle.
Of course.
This.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Because I'm not making fun of this, Kyle.
I know. I'm not either. Can we move to the next question, please?
All right. So you are a banker, right? You work in a bank?
In a way.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so what don't you like about your job?
What weapons do I use?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
What don't you like about it?
The hours.
The hours. What about the hours?
Nighttime. Daytime.
With the sudden passing of Prince, I thought it would be a good idea to bring in the Big G to get his thoughts
and a retrospective of Prince's career through his eyes. Big G, so what'd you think about Prince dying?
I didn't care what way that. I didn't really care for him.
You didn't like any of his music?
Not really, no.
He had a pretty long career, though. 38 years in the business, right?
Not bad.
It's a good run. What was your favorite song?
I have no clue.
What about...
I didn't know any of his songs.
What about Purple Rain?
Well, it was okay. I just wasn't a big fan of his.
Well, you've seen him perform, right? Like on TV?
No, I used to turn the channel.
But he was Minnesota's favorite performer, Dad. He was from here. He's one of us.
Wow, well, okay. So was the guy died a couple weeks ago.
Who was that?
He was just, I don't know, that rock singer.
Yeah, but we're talking about Prince, you know?
Yeah, this guy was the biggest Prince, if not bigger.
What was his name?
Well, I don't know. But he was around for many, many years.
You must have one favorite Prince moment.
I don't have a Prince favorite moment. I didn't like the guy. I don't have a Prince favorite moment. Favorite moment was probably when he said goodbye. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't care. I didn't care for him.
Well, he won like 4 Grammys.
I don't care what he did. He wasn't with me.
Well, how about an Oscar? So, he won an Oscar.
You ain't gonna let this go, huh?
Well, you just have one nice thing to say.
Goodbye. I didn't like him. I don't need no excuse for that.
But there was that one time when we were watching the Grammys in 1984, and he performed.
You ain't gonna let this go, huh?
Well, come on. I remember watching it with you.
I don't want to talk about a guy I don't like.
Well, I suppose that's good enough.
Right.